used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Everybody loves cereal. My good buddy decided, hey, I'm going to start a cereal bracket during quarantine. So he made this bracket. It's a little confusing when I looked at it. He had a bunch of weird seating. I didn't quite understand it. As a matter of fact, when it first started, I thought it was the dumbest idea I've ever heard. But he posted it to Facebook, and it turned out that people are interested. They started commenting. They started voting on it. And this cereal bracket became a thing because it's quarantine. So what are we going to do? We're going to watch movies about tigers, and we're going to go to Facebook and vote about cereals. And I say it all the time. This show is changing episode to episode. Sometimes we do bits. Sometimes I tell jokes. Sometimes I have a co-host. Sometimes I do interviews. Sometimes we play a game show. And sometimes I do list. But today's show, I'm going to have a co-host. My buddy's going to come on, and we're going to talk all about his cereal bracket. Well, we will do extensive breakdowns of the cereals left in the bracket. He's going to tell us all about it. I'm excited to dig into this. All right. He's here. The man behind the cereal bracket, Jason Perrier. Tell us how you thought about it.
This is what I call it. It is WrestleMania season. I got a favor to ask.
I want to talk to the cereal bracket.
No, being quarantined in this house and just cereal all the time, I got to ask you a favor. It is WrestleMania season. I want to wrestle my wife. I got to put some moves on her. I got to see how this is all
going to
work out.
Okay. Wait. All right. So you're telling me you tricked me, basically. You told me you wanted to come on and talk cereal, but really, it's quarantine, and you're stuck in the house. It's you, your wife, and you got one kid. You have one boy, right?
I have a 10-year-old named Austin, and you gotta just keep his mind off of things for like a half hour. That's all I need. It's like a half hour.
So,
I need some moves. I gotta practice these moves in here. Just keep him entertained for like a half hour.
You want me to entertain? Wait a second. This could work. We could turn this into like a babysitting service. I'm kind of liking this. But so you're telling me it's got you. I see it. It's. I don't think about it because I'm single. But you're stuck in the house with your wife. You have absolutely no alone time because the kids are always around. You can't send them anywhere. And I could see this being a thing. But you just want to wrestle. You want to wrestle. Okay. I mean, I get what you're getting at. WrestleMania's coming up. I'm not a big wrestling fan. Can we talk a price? Can we talk maybe I could this? Maybe
listen.
My thing is like, is this going to be like, if we charge by the minute, is this going to be a 3-minute thing of wrestling session or?
It could go five. It could go 5 minutes. It could go 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Who knows how long it's going to last?
Well, when's the last time you wrestled?
Listen, that's none of your business, all right?
All right, yeah.
It could be a 5-minute match. It could be a 30-minute match. Who knows? We could have an Iron Man match. You know how long those go.
All right. Yeah, I'll baby. I guess it's not a bad idea. You got to babysit the kid. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to do anything. You just got to talk to it.
Right.
All right.
Just entertain it.
Yeah, I'll do it for you. Do you mind if I turn it into a podcast? Do you mind if I keep the podcast and just make it an episode?
Listen, you can do whatever you want. Just give me 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and you do whatever you want.
All right. Have him call me.
Okay.
All right, bud. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's see. All right. Let's see how this works. I am here with Austin. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Your dad is wrestling right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Who's your...
Really interested in having it in the Performance Center, but...
Who's your all-time favorite wrestler?
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio. Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you think your dad is going to do any of Rey Mysterio's moves?
Be interested to see him do a 619.
Yeah, he's probably not going to do a 619.
Yeah, he that he's probably just gonna just try to do it and then just gonna call himself on the ropes.
Yeah, he might only do two of those numbers.
6-1.
Yeah, 6-1. So you've been keeping busy during the quarantine?
Yeah.
What have you been doing to keep busy, bud?
I don't know, going outside and doing sports stuff, like if it actually happened, you know.
I see, yeah. You got to use your imagination, you know. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite baseball team?
Yankees.
Yeah, it's Yankees. We're supposed to be good this year. It's a shame that the season's not going along, you know. But
yeah.
If I, what do you say we do? You want to, you know how your dad had has the cereal bracket?
Yeah.
Do you like cereal?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do a lot of lists on this show. What if you get, could I get like your top five favorite cereals?
All right.
Okay, cool. All right. We're with Austin. I'm talking to him. His dad is currently wrestling. Working on wrestling moves because of WrestleMania coming up, right, Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so we're gonna do a list. Let's do it right now. Number five favorite cereal. All
right. But number one, I'd have to go with Fruit Loops.
Okay, wait. So you're going to start with one?
Yeah.
All right, so your number one right away is Fruit Loops is your favorite cereal.
Okay.
You took away the excitement, but it's okay, bud. You know, I'm just here babysitting you. So, really, we could, however you want to do the list, I'm cool with it. Number one, favorite cereal, Fruit Loops. Okay. Number two.
I'd go with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay. Good choice. Good. You gotta love a good cinnamon. I love a good cinnamon candle.
Yeah.
Number three.
I'd go with Fritz.
What was that?
Fritz.
Trix?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't like them, but that's because they're only for kids.
Yeah,
Trix are for kids.
Buddy, how's it going out here, man? I need 5 more minutes. I can't keep her down.
You can't pin her?
She kicks out every time after 2. I got to get it through. I'll be right back, all right? Give me 5 more minutes, I promise. 5 more minutes.
Are you actually fighting her?
Well, it's wrestling. It's not totally real. Let's get back to your list. We're on number 4.
I haven't had this in a long time. But I'll take Captain Crunch.
I get the feeling that your dad hasn't wrestled in a long time. You know what I mean? I don't think he's been practicing. What do you think? Do you think he's been practicing?
No, but back when I was younger, back in Wilkes-Barre, we used to be wrestling a lot inside the house, and since we moved inside this new house, he hasn't been doing anything.
He hasn't been wrestling as much in the new house?
The old house had, like, carpets and all that. No, just a wooden.
Oh, I get it. So he used to wrestle on the carpets, but now it's too dangerous if he wrestled on the wood?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. All right, we're at number 5 on your cereal list.
Give me a minute with this one.
Hurry up before your dad's done wrestling.
I have to go with an obvious one I don't like.
It's okay, man. Don't worry about it. Top 4 is good. We only needed 4. It's no big deal.
Yeah,
I get it. You're a simple man. Who needs 5 cereals?
No.
Who do you think is winning the wrestling match right now, your mom or your dad?
Probably my dad.
You think your dad would win the wrestling match?
Yeah.
Do you think they're doing like a steel cage match? Maybe? That's why it's taking so long?
That would be cool.
Yeah, it's weird. You should, when this, like, don't bother him now, but when this gets all done, you should, well, he'll probably, like, talk about it during WrestleMania with you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I have an opinion that you might be interested in. You're a Jets fan, right?
Yeah.
You know their quarterback, Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
I always thought that he was terrible. I don't think he's ever going to be good. What's your thoughts on Sam Darnold?
Well, well, this is only like his second season. I can't remember when he got drafted. Second season. He's getting into being one of the Jets, you know? So they may get more players good throughout the years, and I think he should get better throughout. You know, I don't know how Tom Brady did his first 2 years, but it's that he could get better as he goes by. You know, once they get good players, you know, he'll be able to be better.
So you like Sam Darnold? That's a good, I like your analysis, man. I tell you what, when football season comes around, I'm going to need like a football analyst for this show. And I think you did the job right there, man. That was a great breakdown.
Here's one thing the Jets deserve. A better team.
It's got to be tough. You're so young. You don't understand how bad the Jets are. Have been forever. Forever they've been bad.
They've been bad. Except Super Bowl III.
Super Bowl III. Were you alive? Do you remember watching it?
No.
Okay. Do you think do you think your dad was wrestling during Super Bowl III?
I don't even think he was alive in Super Bowl III.
Yeah, probably not. He was probably what, you know what? His parents were probably wrestling.
Yeah, around the 50s. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. They wrestled in the 50s.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Wow, off the board. So yeah. Unique. You don't hear that a lot.
Nah.
I'm glad I asked you that question. This babysitting is easy. What do you think, like, do you think I'm doing a good job babysitting you?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you saying yes. If you had to, like, put a price on it, like, because I'm thinking maybe doing this with other people's kids, try to start a business because, you know, we're all stuck at home and I'm trying to make some money.
Yeah.
So do you think it'd be a good idea if I started, like, a babysitting business through the podcast? Yeah. What do you think people would pay for that? Probably millions, right?
Yeah.
Millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. Because it's fun to hang out with me.
Yeah.
You want to play tic-tac-toe?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you have a piece of paper?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get that.
Okay, yeah, go grab some paper. This is great. This is so easy. I'm gonna make a killing this service. This is the best idea ever. Jason could wrestle whenever he wants. Just call me. This is taking a lot longer than I expected, though. Jason, I mean, I didn't think you'd be that good of a wrestler. You got the paper?
Yeah. Let me set the thing up.
What do you mean?
Don't you need to set a board up?
No, we're just going to play tic-tac-toe over the radio.
Oh.
Yeah, just try to keep you entertained.
Okay.
You have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go first. Okay, are you keeping track?
Yeah.
This is good radio. All right, so I want to put circle. I'm going to be circles. I want to put it in the right corner, top corner.
Down the middle.
Right in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put mine in the top left corner. Okay?
I see your booth, so I'm going to go right next to him.
Top middle?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go bottom middle.
Oh. Dang. All right, I'm going to go middle left.
Left middle?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to go right middle.
Right middle. All right, then I'm going to go bottom right.
Okay, and then I'm going to go left bottom, and it looks like we tied. That was fun. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Right? It's good. We played a game. It's entertainment. Do you know what is taking your dad so long?
No.
Do you, like, what do you think? Like, maybe he got RKO'd or something?
No, you know, she may be powering through. Who knows? Maybe he's trying all the moves he can and just...
This is unbelievable.
He can't capitalize on it.
Yeah, no, that's a good breakdown, man. Mm-hmm. That's kind of exactly how wrestling works. Sometimes you just have to power through, regardless of your opponent.
Yeah.
So what else, man? What do you want to talk about? You got a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, you sound upset. You want to talk about it, man? Relationships are hard.
No, we're good.
Okay, you don't want to bring it on air?
No.
Don't worry, man. There's going to be plenty of girls. Don't let it get you down. We're all stuck inside anyway, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, we're all stuck.
Everybody's parents are wrestling. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, they have nothing to do. Just wrestle.
Just wrestle. It's crazy. Yeah. If you had the ultimate tag team partner, you needed somebody to be your tag team partner in a wrestling match.
Okay.
Who would it be?
After any wrestler. I go with the powerful guys. Like, something like... Lesnar or...
Yeah, women love Lesnar.
Weird.
No, I'm just saying. They would love to have Lesnar as a tag team partner.
Yeah.
Go ahead, who else?
Stuck. I go back to maybe like... Goldberg or Bray Wyatt or...
Big guys. You like a big guy to be a wrestling partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, size, they always say in wrestling, size matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? I can't believe how, like, I'm getting a little aggravated because, he's not paying me to do this, and he's taking forever. He's taking forever. Like, he checked in, and then he just completely disappeared. Don't you think it's weird?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's a little weird that he's wrestling so long?
Who knows? Maybe somebody showed up in the back door. Like, I don't know.
Maybe a partner came?
Yeah,
maybe it was a three-way match?
Maybe. A three-way elimination match.
An elimination three-way match.
Fun fact, I've always... never liked one-on-ones in a match. I'd always like a triple threat, fatal four-way, ladder match, steel cage match. Just one-on-one for nothing or a championship belt just gets me so bored because it's just one-on-one.
It gets boring just one-on-one. You need to add somebody else to the mix, you know, get it exciting.
Yeah.
And at the end, if somebody got a belt, that just makes it even better.
Yeah,
a good championship three-way match.
WrestleMania used to be good around those younger days, you know, when they had Money in the Bank matches during WrestleMania.
Right, and now they have women's wrestling where it's just women, it's two women.
Yeah.
They never used to have that.
Never ever used to have it, but now they do.
Do you gamble?
Used to.
You used to gamble? You quit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, your dad likes to bet on sports, right?
Yeah.
Would you say he's a good gambler or a bad gambler?
Secretly, I'm better than him.
Oh, well, most people are. He's a terrible.
Yeah, I bet 3-team parlay that Thanksgiving for football. I bet the, what was it, Saints? I bet the Bills, and I bet the Bears. I put a minus line, and they all 3-1, and they're line. So, yeah. Better than him. I'm better than him.
I bet, man. He's terrible. He's the worst gambler I know. I don't want to, like, tell you about behind the scenes, but he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I tell you what, he's a heck of a wrestler.
Yeah. He likes to go hard.
He does. Austin.
Yeah.
I'm having the time of my life, bud.
Sure am.
I don't have any kids, you know?
Yeah, all you do is just talk about sad news on Fox Sports Radio at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yep, and I hardly ever get to wrestle.
Yeah, because you're doing all these uploads and crazy...
Yeah, I'm working. I'm working on the podcast and comedy. I don't have time to wrestle. It's hard to wrestle, like when you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. You're weird wrestling. Wrestling is like you're awkward. I once went 3 years without wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. I know. It's hard to find a partner.
Yeah, it's hard to. Yeah.
And now we're all stuck inside, so who knows when I'm going to wrestle again?
Who knows?
Who's your favorite Yankee?
Judge.
Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
He's friendly. He's a really good friendly guy. I've heard of some YouTubers going to MLB stadiums that he's the friendliest guy I've probably ever met, you know? And a lot of people of YouTubers that do baseball, they're saying Aaron Judge is a flair player on the Yankees because he's, like, so friendly and he hits grease with power bombs and all that.
Do you think your dad tried a power bomb move on your mom?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, right?
And then he just probably got on it because my mom escaped away and just kicked him right in the butt. Who knows?
In the butt?
In the butt.
Yeah. In the butt.
That's where I would have it now. Oh, yep. Yeah. That's what happened now.
That's what's happening now? She's hitting your dad in the butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. They say sometimes it makes it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so how about this one? I have a question for you. Do you know the announcers in wrestling?
Michael Cole is one of them.
Okay, so you know some names. Who do you, like, if your dad was in the wrestling match, if you had to pick an announcer to do play-by-play of all your dad's wrestling moves, what announcer would you pick? And how do you think it would sound? Like, pretend to be an announcer.
Alright, I'm doing it right now. Here comes Jason off the top rope. Power bomb slam. There's the cover. And a kick out of two.
That was good, buddy. That was really good.
Yeah.
You have a future.
Yeah, I could.
You could do this. You could call play by play. You could be you could definitely get when you get older, you're gonna enjoy wrestling a lot more. You're really going to appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're too young right now to really quite understand it.
I understand it, but...
Yeah. What do you think about WrestleMania? Are you excited for it?
Oh, it's going to be interesting how they're going to have it with no fans for the first time and training facility for the first time. It's going to be interesting. Two nights, this would be interesting.
Do you have any predictions?
It's all like new stuff that happened for the first time. It's going to be the only time, hopefully.
Do you have any predictions?
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, my. Dude, you are an incredible wrestler.
Oh, my goodness. It took a little bit longer than I expected.
She kept kicking out?
She kept kicking out.
Austin, I'm going to let you. Austin, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I hope you. What do you think? Like, tell your dad how fun this was, and maybe I can make a couple bucks out of this.
Yeah, you can make a couple bucks out of this, and, you know, we just had a great time.
Listen, I'm just ready for a nap right now. I don't know. I am ready for a nap.
All right, I'm going to let you two go. This was amazing. This was incredible. I cannot wait till you hear this podcast, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay. You can come inside the house now. I don't have to lock you outside.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Take it easy. All
right.
That was incredible. Let's go ahead and update the counter right now to, we're currently at 42 episodes without gambling. Let's go ahead and update that counter right now to 43 episodes without gambling.
WrestleMania.
If you'd like to get a hold of me to have you babysit your children while you wrestle, you can get a hold of me on Twitter, at Benny Leg Wins. Just search Instagram, just look for Benny Leg. Facebook, look for Benny Leg. Stay safe out there, everybody. I think it's time to finish it. Just finish it.